Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen, and today I'm joined by Wendy Carter and Kim Smith. Anna Hoyt is here as well. She claims she's not going to talk. We'll find out as we go along. And there are two different projects here that we're looking at. So this is kind of a unique interview for us here on Talk of the Town. Wendy, you are here from Gifts from the Heart, and Kim, you're here from Give Your Neighbor a Hand. And so I want to talk about, let's just first talk about these projects, and then we'll get into how they got started and how they're kind of interrelated a little bit. And you all can do a better job of describing that than I can. Wendy, we'll start with you for talking about Gifts from the Heart.
Well, actually, I started off of Kim's program. Her program formed a few years ago, and they don't accept cash or gift cards or anything like that. They have accepted gifts from area people to help children out that might not have a Christmas, you know, a nice Christmas otherwise. So I saw a further need for cash and gift cards and so on, so I branched off with Gifts from the Heart. And what we do is we collect cash, gift cards from local grocery stores, Walmart, things like that, gas cards, to help people in need that just kind of fall through the cracks. For example, last week or 2 weeks ago, I saw on Facebook about a woman that her furnace broke down. And I private messaged her on Facebook, and I said, you know, you can get help through LIHEAP from that for crisis. Well, she had to have the furnace fixed that day. With crisis, it's not an instant thing. If your furnace goes out, you have to wait until they approve it, and then they get somebody that's authorized to do the work.
Right.
And it could be a few days. Well, she's elderly. She's disabled. She can't wait. So she had to pay it now. And that was money out of her pocket that could have gone elsewhere, where she could have gotten the help. So it's for helping people like that, that just kind of tumble through when they get lost in the system.
Sure. Kim, if you could talk about your project as well, Give Your Neighbor a Hand. What is it? How'd it get started?
It started about 4 years ago. It all stemmed from the fact that when my kids were little, my husband was sick with cancer, and he was not able to work anymore. And it was through the love and kindness of so many people that got us through our hard time. We would find boxes of food by our front door. We would get envelopes in the mail with cash, just, you know, to help us through. And it was amazing the outpour of love that we were shown. So through Facebook, I decided that I was going to try to do something to give back a little bit. And that's what we did. I started the Give Your Neighbor a Hand page. It did have other names to start with, but if you look it up on Facebook, we're the only one. That's me. So what we do is we, you know, get members to come in and join the group. They can donate furniture, clothes, housewares. I've worked with CAPSI. I've worked with Dickinson to help people get apartments set up. I've worked a lot with young mothers who have nothing, that have been taken out of an abusive relationship and have to start over. I've helped families who have illness in their family and need help with gas. So yes, we will accept gas cards to give to a specific family. But what I do is, if someone messages me and says, you know, could you help, I usually go on the page, I post on the page, and then I have an outpour of members that are just phenomenal. This is the fourth year that we've had the group. We've done Kids for Christmas every year. I usually start in October or November and say, you know what, it's getting to be Christmas time, you know, can anybody step up? Then we start getting the volunteers to step up to take a child. And we have, you know, maybe grandparents, aunts, uncles, babysitters, whatever the case. And I try to cut it to just a desperate need situation, because you can't help everybody.
Sure.
So the first year we had, I think, 12 kids. The next year we had 22. Last year we had 29. This year I've got a lot of things going on in my personal life, so Wendy has kind of taken charge of that this year. And we have how many kids?
31 kids.
31 kids this year. So, I mean, it is amazing. It's phenomenal to see how thankful people can be. And it just, it makes me feel good. It gives me a personal satisfaction that I can give back and help people who need it.
Sure. So 31 kids who are in need of Christmas presents this mm-hmm. year? Is that what I'm understanding?
Or coats. Yeah. I mean, we post for kids that need winter clothes. We post for kids that need clothing, shoes, babies, mothers that are going to have new babies for baby, you know, cribs or this, that, and the other. Actually, we're looking for a crib right now, crib and mattress.
Are all 31 still in need, or some of their needs have been met?
Well, what we did was we took these children and, joined them up with one of our members who stepped forward and said, I'll give a child Christmas. Okay. And we've given them not the names. Everything is completely confidential. We do not give the member's name to the family, nor do we give the family name to the member.
Right.
We give them the child's sex, age, and their likes, their sizes, and they go out and shop for them. They bring it in, we collect it, and then we distribute it to the family. Okay. So it's completely confidential.
I had the first container full of toys delivered the other day. And it, you know, I've been busy trying to, you know, I put them up for adoption is what I do online. And I had the first batch of toys come in, and she handed me the tub, and she was just glowing, handed me these toys. And she said, I could have done more. And I thought, this is crazy. This tub was just packed full of things. And then reality hit me, and I just lost it. You know, it's just unbelievable how people just come out of the woodwork to help.
It doesn't have to be necessarily new things. It can be if your child outgrew a size 14 coat and someone's looking for it and it's in good shape. I have so many clothes down there, but I will not. Anything that I wouldn't wear on myself or my kids as far as the condition of them, I just throw away. If it's something, you know, if it's not torn or dirty or whatever, then I will keep it and distribute it out. But if it's not in good shape, I just don't keep it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, for baby items, you have to make sure they're not expired. So.
Now, Wendy, how did your group, Gifts from the Heart, kind of become an offshoot of the Give Your Neighbor a Hand?
Well, in talking to different parents that of the children that we're helping, I'm finding the needs are even farther. I have one couple that they have a child that is disabled. They have a lot of medical expenses traveling back and forth. The children's in Pittsburgh. And they have outstanding bills that they're having trouble paying. And I don't want to see them suffer. They're going through enough with this child having to have special treatment. So if we can help them with a bill or help them with groceries that they can put money elsewhere into bills, then that's what we'll do.
Sure.
So, you know, it's, you listen, you watch, you listen, and you hear so many different things. And you learn to pick up on things, you know, where the needs are truly needed. And then you go from there. I come from a family full of givers. So it just, I'm carrying on and carrying on and carrying on with it, so.
Now, neither one's a certified nonprofit, so
right.
If you could take us through how that works. I know it's maybe a little complicated, but we'll do the best to explain how it all works here.
I am a church secretary, and we get a lot of calls for people that need things. So I'm going to be associating my group with our church, and that way the church can be the controller of the funds. And then I will choose where the funds are going to go. So that way it's under nonprofit, it's safe, it's protected, and it's legal.
How have you seen your projects grow over the years?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. My project has been overwhelming. It just, we started out with, I think, 5 members.
Yeah.
And 4 years later, I'm up over 700. Not all are the ones who volunteer to help. A lot of them are the ones who need the help. But, I mean, my faith, and it's all on Facebook. I mean, people will message me directly. But, like I said, I've worked with CAPSI. I've worked with Dickinson as far as, you know, they'll contact me and say, you know, I have a client or that needs to have this for their new apartment. Do you have this? I mean, I've worked with them. It's just amazing to see how much we've grown.
Right.
I mean, like I said, it was 1 week. I had someone contact me saying that they had a friend who was due to have a baby. She had two or three other children, and she was in an abusive relationship. She was in a shelter, but she found a trailer from someone she needed or she knew to help her, and I put the word out there, and within 1 week I had furniture, I had beds, I had clothing, I had houseware, I furnished the trailer through my members in a week. It was amazing.
Sure.
And there are a lot of good people out there. We hear so many bad things. We hear so many people who, you know, do things to hurt people or are deceptive. And sometimes it's hard to open your mind and realize that there are good people out there yet. But when you see situations like with my group and the people who will just step right up, as soon as I post something, they're right there saying, oh, I have that. It amazes me. I don't know if it's because it's a small town, that it's like, you know, the community. I know that's what happened when we were going through what we did. It was a community that stepped up and helped us. And I mean, that's how we've grown. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, Facebook is an incredible media to go through. I post on, there's a page called Ridgeway Coffee and Conversation. And I have gotten a lot of people to respond on there that are not members of Kim's group, that they've stepped forward and they've adopted kids and offered to donate and help in any way. And I had a lady contact me from Binghamton, New York. She wants to send a gift card down. How I got through to her, I don't know, other than contacts through Facebook. So it's absolutely amazing how it does. It's a great outreach.
Is your project what you envisioned it was going to be, or is it kind of straight off to be something a little bit different?
My project, I expected at first for it to be more like, I wanted to be able to offer, if someone needed to have their plumbing done that couldn't afford it, that another member might be able to go in there and fix their plumbing in their sink, or, you know, rake leaves for someone. But then the subject of liability came up, and being that it's a situation like that, I couldn't do that. So I had to cut that part of the project out. And so right now it's just, you know, like I said, it's basically all through donation.
So you can't facilitate somebody raking somebody else's leaves?
I guess, again, with saying that there's so many good people out there, there's so many bad people out
right.
there too, that, you know, if say you would come in and do somebody's plumbing and it would leak and ruin their floor. Well, then they could come back to me and say, you sent this person in
sure.
to do my plumbing and it ruined my floor. Now you have to fix it. You know, I couldn't go. And it was a real good, smart lady that is in the community that told me, you know, Kim, you really need to limit yourself right there.
Yeah.
So.
Can you share any specific stories, obviously without using names or anything like that, that really show how much somebody's been impacted throughout your years from these projects?
I'm just getting started with it, but
I don't know. There's been so many. There's been so many cases. I've had, like I said, I guess one of the biggest things for me was when I get contacted about a young girl who is going to have a baby or has been abused or something like that we help them. And I mean, and it's that, I guess that would be my biggest thing, is that we took care, and she had a trailer full of everything
right.
that she needed really, really quickly. Plus she no sooner, like I think it was 3 days after she got out of the shelter, she had the baby. So she had a newborn and then she had little ones too. You know, I mean, it's just a whole bunch of cases like that that make it feel worthwhile to me.
Sure.
And there are excellent organizations in the community already, but they have limits of what they can do. You know, there might be legalities or regulations or whatever, or, you know, like I said before, people just fall through the cracks when it comes to some of these systems. So this, we kind of back them up and help, you know, the community itself. And you support, everybody supports each other.
What are some of the legalities that maybe somebody else would fall to, but you would be able to overcome?
Well, like financial limitations, like with LIHEAP or something like that. There, I've known a family that they were $1 over the limit of what they could get help with for LIHEAP. Well, then they're, you know, if they can't pay their bill, they're out of luck.
Right.
So maybe we can come forward and help, you know, with a gift card or something, and they can put that toward food and put their normal cash toward a bill then, you know, if that helps them out. So things like that.
Now, Kim, your group takes gift card, anything but cash, you pretty much accept.
We cannot do cash. Okay. We've taken gift cards. I've had people who have had something come up where a family member's been in Pittsburgh in the hospital, and they've made numerous trips where I've said, you know, even if 15 people gave a $10 gift card, that'd be $150 right, so right. that they could get gas back and forth a couple times. You know, so, I mean, it's, like I said, it's, I heard a long time ago, it's better to have one of 100 than 100% of one. And so if you can have a bunch of people give a little bit, you can expand that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, 20 people give you a $10 gift card, that's $200.
Yep.
So.
Now, how does somebody go about donating?
They can message me on Facebook, on as far as my group, and, you know, just private message me. You can send a request to the page, and I'll accept, I'll, you know, add you in. Give your neighbor a hand. I'm the only administrator, so I'm the only one that can add you to the group. But if you send a request, then I'll add you in, whether it be to help or to get help. It could be either way. And then, you know, you can, most people private message me their situation, and I'll try to give a detailed layout of what the situation is without giving names, so that the members can see the need. And then they will say, you know, I have that size clothes for that child. I have a couch. Oh yeah, I have a twin size bed. You know, I mean, it's amazing. I have a table. It that's how it works.
If somebody was listening and maybe didn't have the opportunity to donate, maybe they just didn't have very much stuff, very much money that they'd be able to donate, is there another way that somebody could get involved?
They could give me get a gift card to me, and I could then go and purchase clothes for the child and give them to that family. Or, I mean, you know, give the gift card to the family for gas or money or food or whatever, so they, like Wendy's thing, so they could have money for the clothing. You know, I mean, gift cards, I do because that helps people right. in different ways. So,
how would you like to see your groups grow in the future?
Oh, gosh. I dream about it. Like I said, I come from a family full of givers, so, you know, I want to make, one of my dreams is to make an impact on somebody and teach my grandchildren how they can make an impact, too. And, in fact, my one grandson, he's 10 years old, went to school yesterday and told his substitute teacher of what Grandma is doing to help people. And it impressed him, and that impresses me. And that's, we need to teach the children to carry things like this on. So,
now, what is this Give Forward?
That is a donation website
okay.
where you can go online. You look for my page, which is Gifts for the Heart, and then you can donate directly into there. So you can do it anonymously or whatever you want to do. I send a thank you out to no matter who, if it's anonymous or whatever, but I do get a thank you out to them. And you can also do gift cards through there and things like that also. So,
okay, so then my follow-up question is, would it be better to contact you? Do they take 5, 10%, something like that? I know there are a number of those websites that
they don't take it, but they do add a small fee. They add a small fee on when you do make a donation, so.
So if somebody could reach out to you, that would eliminate the fee?
Yes.
Completely? Yes. If they could go directly through you, okay.
Right.
And how would they do that?
They could contact me through Facebook. My page is Wendy Rudolph Carter, and send me a private message, or they can call me. Can I give my phone number?
Absolutely. It's your phone number. You can do whatever you want.
My cell phone is 814-594-2195.
All right. Awesome. And did we miss anything?
I don't think so. We just thank the community for coming forward so much and helping so many people. It just amazes me more and more, and this is the best season of the year to do it. So,
I do have one final question, I guess. Is there anybody who you can think of right now who is in need of something, and we could mention maybe not names, obviously, but any needs, whether it's
Well, like I said, right now I've been looking for about a week and a half for a crib and mattress.
Crib and mattress.
Yes, it's for a young girl who's been having problems getting things situated. I did find her a bed for her one son, but I'm still looking for a crib and mattress.
Okay, so anybody who has a crib and a mattress, search Give Your Neighbor a Hand, and hopefully...
Or you can just go to my personal page, Kim Smith.
Kim Smith, okay. And that's a common name.
Yeah, so. It is, but, well, I guess, yeah, that's true. I guess you find a bunch of those. Kim Dush Smith, I guess, is what it would be. And just private message me.
Awesome.
I also have a young mother-to-be that's looking for anything baby items. She has nothing, and it's her first baby, single mom. So,
a lot of craziness.
Yeah. It's life.
That it sure is. Yeah, that sure is.
But life will take a turn, so if we can do something to help somebody make that curve a little bit less steep,
make life more positive.
Right, right.
Then we'll do that.
Well, Wendy, Kim, I do wish you the best of luck. It sounds
Thank
like
you.
Some great stuff and really going to help a local community. So that really is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.